Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for all tuning in. I'm so excited. I am in my new studio. Dr. Dahlia Studios got a makeover, and I get all this real, real cool. I'm, like, looking around me. I got all this new soundproofing. Can you hear it? I mean, listen to it. Doesn't that sound cool? It's, like, really, really thick. It, to be honest, if I was ever going to be put away, for issues, mental issues, and I was going to be put in a very well-padded room, I would say this one would probably be the room I would like to be locked away into, because it's blue and gray. I think those are really sexy colors. Even though I'm from UNLV and those colors were like red, burgundy and gray. And then, UNR kind of blue and silver. But that's okay. I got it. I like the colors. There's a lot of like zigzags. It's really, really cool. Real energizing. And my voice cannot travel outside the room. You see the soundproofing keys? You see how my voice is like all now, Dr. Dahlia. I love it. I'm like, doing the dance. It's exciting. Like Mariah Carey gets to record. No wonder I can't sing that well, because I've never been in a studio like this. Okay, let me try singing and see how good I sound. Really? Okay, what's a good Mariah Carey song? Because I love Mariah Carey. Dream Lover. That already sounds good. Oh my gosh, I already sound like Mariah Carey. Well, what else does she do? Baby, please come home. Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. All right, I'm going to start cutting my album. I didn't realize I sound so good. Oh, this is exciting. All right, so because I'm in my new studio, my show should sound better. So let me see if I have any real, real good content for you. Okay, so we got this German mother who already has 13 kids. She's 65 years old. Well, now she's pregnant with quadruplets. So she's supposed to be giving birth to quadruplets at the age of 65. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how now lots of people, after Angelina Jolie got her genetic testing, want to go and get their genetic testing. But now the insurance companies are starting to freak out because a lot of them don't cover it. And now everybody wants it. Well, if Angelina Jolie can get it, then why can't we? Then it's going to go into the media. Then all these insurance companies are going to look bad. And then they're going to have to start covering this genetic testing that they can't afford. And what's going to happen? You and I are going to have higher and higher rates. We are celebrating the birthday, the 60th birthday of the polio vaccine. That's always exciting. Australia may deny government benefits to families who don't vaccinate their children. Can something like that be done in America? Could they get away with something like that? And then teenagers who watch movies where people are drinking a lot are going to be more likely to drink. This is something I was talking about with a lot of the Seth Rogen movies with him smoking pot. Like, well, if Seth Rogen could smoke pot, in his movies, then, not literally, but, acting, then maybe marijuana is kind of the thing of the norm. So, are teenagers already doing this with that type of behavior when it comes to alcohol? So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy, of course, to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just to get political news out of the way, I think Marco Rubio just threw his name into the ring. Sorry, I was so busy dancing around my studio, I forgot to pull up the news. But, we saw part of the Hillary Clinton commercial. I didn't really see Hillary Clinton's commercial yesterday because Game of Thrones, the season premiere of Game of Thrones was on, and Veep I love those two. Game of Thrones was awesome. If you guys have not seen Game of Thrones, I suggest you go and start watching it from the beginning. It's phenomenal. Unfortunately, a lot of like sexy nudie scenes, so you don't want to have the kids watch too much sex, if you ask me. I mean, I don't really need to see the sex scenes. You know, I like seeing the battle scenes and, you know, the Lannisters, you know, get their butts kicked, that kind of thing I like to see. So, but it was very, very good. So I didn't see the Hillary Clinton commercial. From what I understand, with her commercial, you know, there was a lot of family type stuff, a lot of, you know, middle class Americans. Then all of a sudden, you know, she's on there very soft, you know, I'm running, you know, I'm going to, you know, help make a difference, whatever the hell she said on it. Good commercial, I might add, in terms of making her less like a bulldog than she's looked like before. I don't know how much it'll do. I guess she's now in a van going to Iowa, so she's driving around in a van. It's called the Hillary van. I remember driving in my dad's work van, and you would be thrown all over the place in that. I mean, I'm sure the van she's driving is a lot nicer than the van. You know, my dad had all his parts in the van, and it was very metallic. It really wasn't comfortable, so us driving around in the van was not comfortable at all. Anyway, Marco Rubio has now thrown his hat into the ring. He told Top Donors Monday that he's running for president in 2016, so he is now the third Republican to officially enter the contest. So, you know, I don't know. I don't really know. To be honest, I'm not as excited about this presidential election on either side as other ones. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm exhausted. Maybe it's because we're all burned out. And, you know, they're going to be talking about the psychology of voters. And I really don't like, you know, being made to look stupid by a lot of these ads and a lot of these campaigns, you know, where they talk down to us. They make us feel like if they, you know, show us a commercial of, you know, a mom holding a baby or whatever, that we're going to feel like they're going to put our interests at stake. I think it's all manipulation and politics. I'm just not happy with it all. I've been asked to run for president. Yeah. Yeah, I have. And no, I, you know, I'm honored. But do I sound presidential? You know, I don't know how I would handle the lobbyists. I mean, if I ran for president, I would not want to take money from anybody. You know, and I would be like, no, no, don't be giving me money because then I got to owe you a favor. And I don't want to owe you a favor. I don't want to owe you anything. All right. You know, I want my votes to be what I think is good for people. So don't be giving me money. But, you know, how far would I go in a presidential campaign without taking money? Right. You know, could I put those fancy commercials up? No. Free press is difficult to get. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Wait a second. This caught my eye. I want to just look at this real quickly. A lot of us, we go into hotel rooms, motel rooms, and, you know, we have a lot of doubts on certain activities we do in the hotel room. Like, for example, I will take the lotion. I don't like to take the shampoo or conditioner, but I'll take the lotion, and then I'll ask for extra lotion, and then I will, you know, feel all guilty. I also always steal the laundry bag. You know how there's, like, a laundry bag for dry cleaning? I always use that for my kids' dirty laundry and take the bag, because I figure it's a bag. So apparently, Hotel industry insider turned author Jacob Tomsky, okay, gives us tips because he's, I guess, stayed at hotels from New Orleans to New York City's, etc. And there's lots of little tips and things like, you know, with the hotel mini bar that I just got to share with you real quick. It's kind of cool, okay? So people steal things all the time. I feel guilty. I was in San Diego, and I need to send this back to the Marriott. I had needed to use the blow dryer, and I guess the blow dryer was in a bag. So I took the blow dryer out of the bag, and I guess the bag got thrown somewhere because there really wasn't any counter space. So when we were rushing to leave, the bag, I guess, got scooped up with our clothes. And then when I was doing laundry, I have a Marriott bag, you know, for that. Because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I stole something. So one of the myths is, you know, usually these hotel companies don't hunt you down. Okay? Although now that I admitted that on air, I wouldn't be surprised if the cops are going to start, you know, knocking on my studio door. But there are a lot of things you could get away with. I didn't, and I don't mean to get away with it, you know, but it happens. You know, a lot of us don't realize that there's a lot of freebies. Like, I had traveled to New York with the kids, and I completely forgot toothbrushes. And I was up at the front desk, and I'm like, oh, crap. Man, I forgot their toothbrushes. And the person behind the counter was, well, we got toothbrushes and toothpaste right here. Now, of course, the brush was, I mean, you know, something you would wash dishes with. I mean, it really wasn't the most comfortable. But it was still a free toothbrush. You know, so you tip them, and now you got toothbrushes and toothpaste and all that. Apparently, they have extra razors. I can't tell you how many times I forget to bring a razor. They have extra shaving cream. They have travel lint rollers, sometimes slippers, mini deodorants, things like that. So if you really, really, I mean, don't just rely on that because everybody likes their own deodorant. My favorite deodorant is, I don't know what it's called, but it's in a blue thing, and it's a powder I don't like spray on because I don't want to breathe it in. And I like the deodorant that doesn't make your black dress white. You know, I hate having deodorant stains on my outfits. Yeah, so I like that kind. My guess is the hotel will have the kind where it's, like, all stained and chalky. So, you know, bring your stuff. But still, that's cool. Okay, what about the mini bar? Now, they say the mini bar issues are tough, okay? I am scared to death to take anything out of the mini bar because some of those little bottles are, like, $10. So I just don't touch a mini bar, and I scream at the kids. You know, when my kids were younger, they'd go to the mini bar and want to start playing around with the little bitty bottles. And I'm like, no, no, not that I was worried about alcohol intoxication. I was worried that I would get charged for something. And now a lot of the mini bars in the Vegas hotels, if you have the door open or if you move something, it automatically charges a room. So that's probably a smart thing to do for the hotel because apparently the front desk has had to deal with for years overstocking, failure to restock, charges of items that were shifted, et cetera, human error. So they've been already dealing with this for a while. So a lot of times you could get a bill from the mini bar and say, no, I didn't drink anything. What are you talking about? I would, though, suggest whenever you do check into a hotel to take a look at the mini bar and make sure it is fully stocked because if somebody did lift one of the, you know how sometimes there's an empty room and the housekeeper is in the bathroom so you can run into the room and grab a drink? Okay, yeah, don't do that. All right. Here's a question. How long does it take to clean a hotel room? And is there typically anything that does not get cleaned? This has brought up a bunch of controversy as we have been told that the remote control is one of the dirtiest items in your hotel room because that doesn't actively get cleaned. That's true. All right. Sometimes the draperies don't get cleaned all the time. We really want to know what about the bedspread. Okay. I remember, you know, years ago, my parents would be like, take the bedspread and throw it on the ground because the bedspread is dirty. What's it dirty from, Mom and Dad? You know, shut up. So they didn't really answer my questions a lot. But, the bedspread, I mean, how often is the bedspread washed? They don't really tell us. But they do tell us that the average time it takes to clean a room and to flip it is about 30 minutes. And so, a lot of cleaning could get done, but is it as cleaning as thorough as you would like? Make sure you tip your housekeepers. I think that's really important. And I don't tip my housekeepers after. I like to run around the hall, find the housekeeper, and tip them. Okay? Because then I know my kids aren't stealing the money, you know, et cetera. Cleaning the glasses is another one that may not be clean to your liking. Okay? So you want to make sure that gets looked at. And then, what do hotels spend on those little toiletries, those little things? You know, like the shampoos, etc. According to a recent Forbes article, the Marriott hotel chain will spend $20 million annually on their fan products that they use in the Americas, Asia, Pacific, etc. $20 million annually. I want to know what happens to the toilet paper. Every time I go in, there's a new toilet paper roll. I wonder, that's what I want to know. What happens to the toilet paper roll? Oh, here we go. I guess they will use it on housekeeping carts, or the room attendant will use it if she needs tissue to clean the employee bathrooms, etc. Because I was going to say, that looks really, really wasteful. Because when I go in, it's a nice toilet paper roll, and sometimes there's a little sticker on it, you know, making it look like it's a nice fresh roll, which is really cool. If you want to make me happy, give me a nice fresh roll of toilet paper. If you want to freak me out, have a toilet paper roll that has fingerprints on them, or, or it's wrinkled from wet. So I guess that's some of the scoop in hotel rooms. Pretty cool stuff. But, you know, I live in Las Vegas. And so for me, you know, Las Vegas, I think, has some of the best hotel room care. We even have hotel rooms that, have extra air filtration and things like that. I mean, you know, our hotels are newer than a lot of other hotels. So we get to have a lot of the newer, fancier stuff. Very, very clean. We have a lot of the hotel rooms don't have bedspreads on them, but they have the down blankets that seem to absorb less, you know, crap. So to speak. We don't seem to have bed bug problems, knock on wood. I don't want to jinx us at all. So I'm pretty proud of the way we handle our hotel industry. But, you know, I do have patients that fly elsewhere, come back, and they say, Dahlia, look what happened to me. And I'm like, what? Syphilis? Okay, not that you could get syphilis from a hotel room. So that's interesting stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a house made of water, they say. I don't know if this house would be in California now with their drought restrictions, but Dr. Matthias Gutai, a Hungarian architect and founder of All Water, has designed a house where the walls are filled with water to keep it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. He calls this liquid engineering. It traps water inside the glass and steel panels that make up the structure of the house. And he claims that this could shave 20% off a home's energy bills, and if combined with renewable energy, could take it off the grid entirely. So water, we know, is a big it's a conductor, but it's a sealant. I'm trying to think of the proper word for it, but it could, huh? Yes, insulator. Thank you. See, I'm all insulated in my new studio. I couldn't even think of the insulated word. By the way, if I sound a little funny today, there's a lot of glue that was used to put up my soundproofing, and I think I'm getting a little buzz off of that. So I'm going to have to open the door and ventilate because I am smelling a lot of this glue. All right. So anyway, insulator. Yeah. So using fix your radios, people. All right. Having the insulation within the walls, the floors, and the roofs could then lower your power bills. I'm looking at this. It looks cool. It looks interesting. I'm kind of nervous about water. I would be afraid there'd be some sort of an earthquake, like there were these little mini earthquakes in L.A. today. And I'd be afraid there'd be some earthquake, and then all of a sudden it would break, and then, you know, the house would get filled up with water and, you know, be like one of those Poseidon Adventure, movies that, you know, freak me out about drowning. So, not good for me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, Wisconsin is recording the first outbreak of the dangerous bird flu strain that has already struck many other Midwest states. We're going to talk about that. I got to open up a door to get some ventilation because this glue stuff is bothering me. We'll be right back.
Speak.
all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Back. Okay, so I got some air in here. I did not realize that whenever you do make a studio, you need to probably give it a good couple weeks to air out. So I do want to apologize. The last thing I need is to sound a little bit more off than I am, okay? You know, quoting some of these New England Journal of Medicine articles, you really need to be a tip-top mental shape for that. Anyway, this is something that is some breaking news, but again, can I confirm that this is a strain of virus in animals, okay? Bird flu. Wisconsin has confirmed its first case of the dangerous bird flu strain that has struck other Midwest states. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said Monday that it has confirmed the highly pathogenic H5N2 strain in a commercial flock of 200,000 chickens in Jefferson County of southeastern Wisconsin. The USDA says state officials have quarantined the premises and birds there will be killed to prevent the spread of disease. Now, turkey producers have lost over 1.2 million birds to this already across the Midwest. This is the first time it has struck a commercial chicken farm in the region. Now, there should be no, right now, risk to public health, no danger to the food supply, and there has been no human cases of the virus in the U.S. But how will this translate to us? Of course, cost. It always happens that way. So we'll keep you posted on that. We definitely don't want to see our produce and our stocks by any means affected by something like this. Not so much we don't want the little chickens cold. I mean, you know. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I haven't really been following this bribery fake testing story, but I guess two of America's largest medical testing laboratories have agreed to pay fines totaling $48.5 million after they were accused of bribing doctors for patient referrals and carrying out unnecessary testing for which the bill was picked up by Medicare. I guess the Health Diagnostics Lab, HDL, and Singulex were deemed to have acted in violation of the False Claims Act. I guess HDL, now don't mix that up with HDL good cholesterol, aka HDL is awesome. But I guess the company, Health Diagnostics Lab, has been fined a total of $47 million, while Singulex has been made to pay in the region of $1.5 million in penalties. HDL is yet to pass comment on this, but Singulex has, I guess, sent a statement saying they have not done any wrongdoing. They say Singulex has entered into an agreement with the Department of Justice that fully resolves the investigation, and Singulex denies any wrongdoing. Singulex entered into the agreement to avoid protracted and expensive litigation and in order to move forward with the company's business. I guess both have been charged with offering doctors additional payments for referring their own patients on for additional or largely unnecessary blood tests. Official documentation reveals that the doctors were paid between $10 and $17 for each additional referral made. No, I never took part in that. I didn't know you could make extra money for referring patients. I don't like that. I get very, very nervous about benefiting from a referral I make because, you know, I have a hard enough time trying to convince my patients to get their colonoscopies, get their mammograms, you know, get their pelvic ultrasounds. If I was actually monetarily benefiting from each referral, they would never believe me, and that could cost a lot of my patients' lives. I wouldn't go there. There were also additional incentives for doctors falsely referring their patients to Singulex and HDL. The False Claims Act has since, I guess, been breached on several occasions by dozens of, they say, high-profile U.S. companies, resulting in over $20 billion in fines. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, I've been approached. I don't know if I've been approached by either of these companies. It's hard to say because a lot of people come to my office, you know, say, Dr. Dalia, let me introduce this to you. This helps, you know, your patients. These are tests you could run. And, you know, and I get approached all the time. My problem is I'm very, very busy, and as much as I'm open to new things out there, I have a very, very difficult time breaking some of the habits that I have of having my patients do the laboratory work that I think is necessary and getting it done at the lab that's contracted through their insurance, etc. However, the one thing that we do have to say, and I'm not doing this in any of these companies' defenses, is there's a lot of monopolies going on when it comes to places that could do your radiologic testing or places that could do your blood testing. Okay? You know, insurance companies used to allow you to have a choice of where you could go. If you didn't like a lab, if you didn't like how busy they are in their lines and the accessibility and their locations, then you would be able to pick another lab. Well, what we're finding is even though your insurances are not quote-unquote HMOs, you are only given one lab to go to, that lab, okay? And that's it. It will not cover any other lab, or it will not cover any diagnostic place. So now you're a company that provides services, and if you don't get in good with that insurance company, and you don't get locked in where you could get their patients, you could go out of business. And you know how I said our country is going to later become socialized when it comes to medicine? That's the path that it's going to take, because if you aren't offered any options, and there's only one lab, there's only one radiology place, and that one gets to beat out the others, then now we're living in a community, and may even go past socialism, to where you only have one choice and one choice only. So, you know, I'm for capitalism, and I'm for companies being able to compete. I think we do need competition. I see some of the bills you guys get with your labs. It's absolutely ridiculous. So it would be nice for there to be a choice and you to be able to see that competition and it drive down prices. But, you know, a lot of these companies, they are trying to get the business. So they'll come in and say, look, you know, your patients will have no out-of-pocket expense. And I'm like, I don't understand that, because if you are only able to, if insurance companies will only allow this one lab, how are you guys getting paid? Well, we'll take the out-of-network payment. We won't send the patients a bill, etc. I have no idea if that's legal or not. Right? But I understand that they are trying to compete with the one or two or three labs that are out there. Yeah, and you know, I think competition is good. However, when it starts getting into, okay, well, if you send, you know, people to us, we'll pay you, I think that violates Stark laws. You know, I don't think I'm allowed to refer to a company and get kickbacks. I think that violates laws and ethics, etc. So I just wouldn't go there. I've never been asked to. None of the companies that have ever solicited me have suggested that. They've never suggested that. And I don't think they would dare, especially with me on the media. You know, in the media, you know, I got a big mouth, so I don't think they would even dare. But I really haven't given them my business, because it's easier for me to just go through the insurance company and use whatever lab the patients get, because I don't want the hassle of patients saying, yeah, I went out of network and now I got this bill. Now, mind you, there are some companies out there that are offering genetic testing. There's some companies out there that'll look at your blood, and with a certain genetic testing, they can tell you if you'll do well on the statin medication for your cholesterol, if you'll tolerate certain medications better than others, if you're prone to cancer, and I think it would also include the BRCA gene testing. Those types of labs may allow you the option to get the testing done if your insurance company doesn't. So like I said, I need these companies out there to exist. It's just they can't be providing kickbacks. But if they're not getting the business, they're not going to be around for us. Remember I told you that these quote-unquote Angelina Jolie-driven surge in genetic tests are already putting these insurance companies on the edge, because these BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutation testings are pretty expensive. So when Angelina Jolie got her testing done and publicly said she decided to get an oophorectomy and then her breast removed as well, you know, people are going to their insurance companies going, okay, I want the Angelina Jolie test. Well, it's not the Angelina Jolie test, but, you know, it's a test that she received. We're going to talk about this in a second. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Back on on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. All right, I got a question over the weekend. I can't pull it up. It was on cable companies and them giving money back for, I think some of the cable companies are saying we'll take like $10 off a month of your bill. I'm not sure which company that is for everybody you refer. All right. And then, so why can't, medical providers do that? Okay. Yeah. No, we can't. Okay. Doctors are never allowed to do anything like that. But, I need to look into that company. That actually makes, some interesting, incentive there for everybody I refer a cable company to. I get $10 off my bill. But doesn't it have small writing at the bottom saying that, you know, certain things apply, certain restrictions apply? Michael writes, I heard pharmaceutical companies will give you employees for your office. Isn't that a huge kickback? No. I mean, as a doctor, I don't get employees. My employees, I need to pay for them. I need to pay their workers' comp premiums. I need to pay their Social Security, their payroll taxes, all that. That's mine. But I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, you know, no, they're not going to give me an employee, to give us Viagra, etc. However, what I am seeing, which is a way to get around the money kickback thing, is companies will provide staff that will do services for that company. So, like, for example, there could be a medical office that has an ultrasound company that comes in. Well, rather your staff doing the ultrasound, it's their ultrasound, so they have their staff. So their staff is doing the ultrasound, their staff does the ultrasound, gives you the results, their staff leaves with the ultrasound equipment or leaves the equipment there. So I don't want to say employee is the right term because they're not the doctor's employee, but they could be staff there. Same thing with like a laboratory technician. You know, you will see labs set up little places within hospitals, offices, etc. And it's a smart thing to do from the lab because then, you know, when I first started out, we had to hire a phlebotomist. Then we had to process the labs. Then we had to figure out which labs to send it to. It was so much easier just having a lab located in our office. We don't pay them. They don't pay us. No money exchanges hands. That's fine. They just, you know, help our patients out and use the space. So, when you look at kickbacks, and, you know, can I just say this is actually ridiculous that we're even having this conversation? Okay, because don't, you know, many of you guys get trips to Hawaii and get trips because of certain sales and bonuses and things like that, and you guys get taken to dinner and, you know, office furniture and things like that. I mean, there are gifts that, you know, all these other companies get. Yet a doctor gets a pen, and everybody has their panties all up in a bunch. I think that's ridiculous. I would definitely suggest any medical provider avoid any referral fee or any sort of kickback, because when it comes to patients and when it comes to them, believing that you're putting their best interest at heart when it comes to a medication, they need to know that there is no incentive that you're getting to give them certain advice. They need to know that this is very, very objective. You know, one thing that really hits home with my patients is the doctors I send them to are the doctors that I have take care of myself and my family. One of my patients needed to have their tonsils taken out, and they were really, really nervous, you know, because they have sleep apnea, etc. And I'm like, this is the same doctor that took my son's tonsils out. So I trust them wholeheartedly. And so, you know, people will always say, you know, why are you sending me to this, you know, ultrasound place? Why? I have a choice of three. Well, I've gone there, so I have a personal experience with it, but they're all good. You know, whatever's easier for you, I have no problem. Luckily, where I live in Vegas, there's very little companies that I would not recommend. You know, I am, everybody I've worked with, I know, you know, on a personal level, so I'm very, very comfortable with. But, trying to convince a patient to go and do a test, let alone to do a test in a specific place, let alone to take a certain medication, I sometimes feel like a salesperson all day long. It's exhausting, and I don't want to be a salesperson. My, you know, bless the salespeople out there, because they're the ones that are, you know, helping consumers, and, you know, that's great, and we need them. But in medicine, there's really no place for sales. Yet I have to sit here and sell people on losing weight. I have to sell you on not smoking. I have to sell you on taking that medication every day, even if it makes your you know, arms cramp up. Yeah, I have a patient who we gave cholesterol medicine to, and they were starting to feel a little bit of cramps. So I want to change the medication, but the cardiologist said, no, that's my favorite medication. It's working. He'll live with the cramps. So, I'd rather you be on a medication that doesn't make you cramp, but I get it. He was very, very high risk for heart disease. The medicine was working. Doctor's like, he'll get over the cramps, it'll be fine. He could take an aspirin a day. And I don't really ever know what eventually happened, if he stayed on the medicine or not. But these are the things that you know, we're dealing with on a daily level. I can't be worried about some other company's bottom line. Yes, in general, we need these companies out there. Okay, but I can't be dealing with that. I got to make sure that you're going to live tomorrow. So it's my job to make sure if I want you to go to an ER, you go. If I want you to take a medication, you go. Your blood pressure is 200 over 120. You're going to take the medication I tell you, all right, or you're going to die. This is the kind of stuff I need to be spending my time on, which I am. And it's a lot of times unreimbursed time, but I don't care about that. But interesting to see what happened with that company. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so we have HPV, the human papillomavirus shots for boys. Boys still don't seem to be getting the shot. They have found that if the HPV shot was given to men, okay, or boys, and then who later become men, the healthcare dollars we would save by preventing head and neck cancer would be in the millions. Now, HPV is one of the most commonly sexually transmitted viruses out there. It can cause cervical cancer, genital warts, but it's also been linked to anal cancer, vulvar cancer, vulva, vaginal, oral pharyngeal throat cancer, tonsils, back of the tongue. Now, back in the 1990s, we thought that a lot of the head and neck cancers were because of smoking and drinking. But over the past 30 years, we've seen a huge spike in these cancers in heterosexual males. And if many men are smoking less and drinking less, why are there so much more head and neck cancers? So they believe there's been changes in sexual behaviors. This quote from Dr. Maura Gilson says, changes in sexual behaviors that started in the 1930s and accelerated in the 1960s and 70s that largely affected the number of partners one had in their lifetime. Now, I guess people are a lot more oral, I guess. People are sharing partners. There's not a lot of waiting till you're married. Interesting. I want to know what happened. I didn't know there was a sexual revolution in the 1930s. I thought there was a sexual revolution in the 1920s. But I guess there were sexual behaviors that started in the 30s, maybe with prohibition. I don't know. So they say 70% now of all head and neck cancers, we believe, are caused by HPV, likely spread by oral sex. By 2020, oral pharyngeal cancer will beat out cervical cancer as the most common HPV-related cancer. And a lot of the people that get the cancer in the back of the throat are men. So they looked at Canadian boys, 190,000 Canadian boys who were 12 in 2012, and they found that vaccination could save anywhere from $8 million to $28 million Canadian dollars. So, boys, you need to be starting to get these between 9 through 26 years old. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.